B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for starting your morning with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Sponsored by Window Nation on WNKS, WNKS, HD1, Charlotte.
Every morning.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. Kiss 95.1.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 to hear it.
What's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Bria. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car. I'm kidding.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Why does technology suck so bad? We cut the cord in all the studios here at Beasley Media Group, so we just have an antenna. Mm-hmm. So we get the over-the-air channels, your local news channels, which is really all we need. We like to check out on the news, see what's going on in the morning.
Yep.
So, all of a sudden, I noticed that, we stopped getting WSOC TV, and then we couldn't get Fox 46. The channels were just, dark. So the engineer told me the other day, do a rescan. So I did a rescan on the TV, and now we're getting less channels than we did before.
We're
getting nothing.
Well, it is pretty foggy outside.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at Phil's studio. Phil's got WBTV on over there at the Christmas station.
Maybe our TV just took a...
No, hit it, Loren.
Put aluminum foil on the antenna. Maybe that helps.
Isn't that the best thing to do? Maybe I'll just bring my Roku in and we'll plug it in and have Roku TV in here. But I can't get anything. I can't get CCB. So how can I hear what Howard Stern's saying about Derek James?
Right.
Which, by the way, was hilarious.
Hmm. Yeah, Stern just destroyed WCCB news writing.
I think he called Derek a moron, which sucks because I like Howard and I like Derek a lot.
Yeah, but at that point, if Howard Stern's even talking about you, I feel like you get the nod.
Yeah, Derek James is taking it in stride. If you don't know what we're talking about, just Google Derek James and Howard and you'll see. Anyway, what's your day in 30 seconds, Loren? What'd you do yesterday after your big announcement?
I was just trying to keep up with social media. And if you missed it, yesterday I announced that my husband and I are pregnant and we are expecting a baby boy in June.
Yeah, baby!
So just trying to keep up with that whole thing. We had to meet with our financial advisor yesterday to start planning for
baby. Did you already start a college fund for the baby?
Yeah, well, we were in the middle of starting one for cash anyway. So now we just told him, we need another one and whatnot. So we sat down with him yesterday. I had some errands to run. And then I went to go see the premiere screening for Jumanji.
Mm.
It was really, really funny.
Oh, good.
I forget how funny that movie is.
It's Jumanji 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good. With Kevin Hart.
Yep. The Rock, Nick
Danny
Jonas,
DeVito.
Danny DeVito. Yeah, it was a really good cast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roy, what about you?
Well, we spent hours in the studio cleaning up confetti, which was so much fun from your big reveal.
We popped giant balloons and blue confetti came out everywhere. And I found confetti pieces at my house.
Did you really?
Yes.
Oh. It went everywhere. It was tracked at the whole radio station. It was randomly in other people's studios.
What's so funny is I decided to do the balloon over the poppers because the poppers exploded up and then kind of rained down. So I figured the balloons would just pop onto the floor. And I think they exploded 360 degrees instead of just straight up. So I might have been better with the poppers.
Well, typical to us. Instead of just doing one, we do four.
Yeah.
So it's four huge bombs.
Quadruple the paper on the floor. But Roy's right. We went down to the engineering department and got our shop vac and vacuumed them up. And Miss Julia, who's our lovely, I don't want to say groundskeeper, but she's also not a janitor. Yeah, I guess housekeeper. She came in and she's like, oh, you guys did a good job.
Well, I feel bad for her cleaning up.
I don't see any in here.
Listen,
a good job.
We were working it.
It seriously took him about 30 minutes yesterday.
My day in 30 seconds, I was up all night because I moved into a new house and the neighbor keeps their dogs outside and they were barking all night long. And I didn't want to be the guy that called the cops and I didn't want to go knock on the door because I'm the new neighbor. I didn't want to complain, and I'm just having to endure it, and I can't sleep.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Maybe people can give you some advice.
Or maybe you should get a sound machine to, block some of that stuff out.
I don't know. So if I pass out in the studio, I apologize. I'm so tired.
Also, when the neighbor's dog barks, I like this move. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, good, the dog's inside. And you get like a good 2 minutes.
And then it starts again.
Well, yeah. there would be a moment where I'd get on my phone because I'd be like, well, I'm up. I'm just going to go play on my phone. And then it would get quiet. And I'm like, crap, that's time I could have been sleeping. Let me put my phone down. And as soon as I put my phone down, the dogs start barking again. It's like they knew what I was doing. It was a war between the dogs.
My day in 30 seconds is kind of animal driven, too. So I have this little street that I cut through to go to pick up my daughter from the nanny every day at 3:30. She goes to the nanny. Amanda drops her off at the nanny's house, and I pick her up in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And they're building million-dollar homes in this neighborhood that I cut through. Yeah, big homes, custom jobs. Well, the homes that they're building is across from a horse farm out in Waxhaw. And so I'm driving down this little side street, and I have to stop because geese are crossing the street super slow. And there's like 5 geese crossing the street. So finally, they're crossing the street into the neighborhood with the million-dollar homes. So finally, after I pass the last goose, I look to my right. There's like 20 of them congregating in that brand new million-dollar homes driveway, and their garage is open. And they're starting to line going into the garage. And I just thought it was hilarious because here these people spend millions of dollars on this custom home and they can't keep the geese out.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I was like, oh, you guys aren't dumb. You're going to the million-dollar party home.
Right.
All right, so we got a ton to do today. We're going to get to all of it. Like we said, congratulations to Loren. If you missed her announcement yesterday, she announced that she's pregnant with a baby boy due in June. So we'll have more conversation about that because you said some interesting things happened. You got a sign from above, you felt.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, it was crazy. I just got goosebumps thinking about it.
All right, we'll do that at 7 o'clock this morning. Don't go anywhere. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show, Kiss 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It is the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
So I got a dog. Are we talking about the dog thing now?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I want to give that more time later on in the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, about how your neighbor's barking dog keeps you awake. Because I think there's things you can do to help yourself.
Well, I just checked the camera. I just checked the camera, and the dogs are still barking at 6 a.m. Which, by the way, they were barking at least up until 2 a.m. when I finally passed out.
So annoying.
Yeah.
Hey, no, I was going to tell you guys, you know how I am as a recruiter for the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Oh, okay.
I'm a big recruiter of the show. Whenever I see somebody with like a New Jersey license plate, because that's where I grew up.
Yeah.
Or like a license plate from California where I lived, or Arizona, Tennessee.
Just any of the 50 states.
Throw a dart at any one of the states, and chances are I did a morning radio show at that state.
How many states have you worked or lived in?
Well, so I grew up in New Jersey. Uh-huh. Then I moved to Arkansas. Uh-huh. Did mornings in Little Rock. Then moved to Tucson, Arizona, Sacramento, California, Memphis, Tennessee, Charlotte. So 6.
Okay.
But the cool thing is I worked my way across the country. You know, I got to live in different parts, which was nice. And then I came back to the East Coast. But anyway, so I saw this woman. She had a Shelby County, Tennessee license plate, which is Memphis. That's a Memphis suburb. So I'm at the Target parking lot loading up a couple packages, and I see her. I noticed her car when I went into the Target and noticed the license plate, which, by the way, my wife thinks it's weird that I notice license plates, but I do. And then when she comes out, I'm packing up my car. So I said, hey, Shelby County, are you from Memphis? She said, yeah, I lived in Germantown, which is this little, you know, suburb outside of Memphis. I said, oh, great. How long you been here? She's like, a month. I said, listen, I'm Manny. We do a show called the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show on 95.1. What kind of music is it? Top 40 music. Just like Q107.5 in Memphis. Oh, I listen to them. Mm. Oh, good. I used to do mornings there, too.
Okay, I see your connection. Yeah. That's good.
I said, stop following me.
Yeah.
But I said, listen, you know, if you're new to the city, I always love putting out there to listen to 95.1. Every time you go to a new city, if you move somewhere, you try and find what? You try and find the best restaurants. You try and find a great neighborhood to live and the best radio station that plays pop music, today's music, because everybody wants to know what's going on with today's music.
Of course.
And that's 95.1. So she said, great, I'll check it out. Anyway, her name, I forget. But I told her I'd give her a shout out at 7 a.m.
That's good.
I told her I'd give her a shout out at 7 a.m. Here it is. I'm talking about it at 6:24.
I'm so bad about forgetting names to the point, like, I would just take a photo with the listener And then when I went to go post the photo, I forgot their name. And I'm like, I can't even write their name.
Yeah, but I've gotten it in my better. Phone.
I would say now I've gotten about writing it and putting it in my phone.
That's what I do. I put it in my notes. But then I have all these people's random names. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I can't remember who's what.
All right. Anyway, if you listen to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, spread the word to someone new in town who might not know to tune in to 95.1.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
You can say what you want about Chrissy Teigen, but she always keeps it real. And she recently let us in on a little secret about how the stars maneuver at the airports. She shared that there's a terminal about a mile from the airport that you pay a membership for. Did you guys know about this?
No.
So, at least in LAX. So she's talking about the LAX airport where, you know, all the stars live in California. She says that it allows you to go through a private security and they'll take you to the plane in a car. It's a private suite just outside of Los Angeles International Airport. It is a paparazzi-free zone and a luxury zone. You can spend your pre-flight time in a private suite with your own bathroom, your own food service.
Oh, that's going to be so expensive.
There's a two-person day bed. And then, you know, you get taken right to your plane.
Yeah. It's only $700,000 a year.
Well, I mean, these people probably, that's a drop in the bucket for them.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt's mom would like a sit down with Angelina Jolie. Ooh. She's not happy with her.
Trouble.
So Brad's mom, Jane, says that she's done with the cruelty and unpleasantries, and she wants to confront Angie. It's the holidays. She's in town, and her husband, Bill, would like to spend some time with her grandchildren.
Oh, I didn't know that was happening.
What
I didn't
mean?
Know there's been it's such an unpleasant
thing.
Oh,
it's been a really bad divorce for them. And, you know, the kids, some of the kids have kind of taken her side.
Ooh.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Maddox.
Maddox went to college and like he just doesn't talk to Brad at this point. So Billie Eilish, she was on CBS Sunday Morning and she was talking about why she dresses the way that she dresses because she has this style where she wears a lot of like kind of baggy clothing. And this is why.
Me and my body's relationship has been the most toxic relationship you could even imagine. The way that I dress has made that relationship so much better.
Aww.
Yeah, and she says that, you know, she dresses the way that she dresses for comfort and not like comfort as in, oh, this is really comfy or soft. She feels the most comfortable dressed like that.
I saw Billie Eilish got in trouble with the Little Monsters, too. They were talking about red carpet fashion, and someone asked her about, I don't know where the interview was, but someone asked her about the meat dress that Gaga wore, and Billie Eilish said, ew, and the Little Monsters attacked.
Oh, no. I know, but really, like, I mean, is that a terrible reaction to that? Because I would say, ooh, I'm not wearing a meat dress.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe that reaction was just to the fact that it was meat, not that it wasn't art or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway, that's your dirty for now.
All right. Thank you, Loren. Coming up here in less than 10 minutes, there's a new trend. People are putting the fun in funerals. And I think what we need to do is go around the room and write down, in case, God forbid, anything happens to one of us, how you want us to celebrate at your funeral.
Oh, wow. Okay. We're going to do a will type of thing.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, what song do you want to play?
Oh, I don't want any of that crap.
See, I think you do, and I'm going to change your mind coming up in 7 minutes.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
This is something I think you're going to get into, Roy. You said no a little while ago, but there's a new trend. It's putting the fun in funerals.
Okay.
See, there's a woman, and her name is Kyle Tevlin, and she's a trendsetter helping people put together a celebration funeral thanks to her site. The site is iwantafunfuneral.com. And look, I pulled it up here for you to look at.
Okay.
You can attend one of her workshops on how to plan your own, quote, going away party.
Oh, my God.
You can plan it by yourself or pay extra and use a consultant, Loren, which is something I think you'd get into. Either way, she says the idea is to bring out your personality and to make your funeral a party.
Well, I do say I don't want, like, the traditional funeral. So I could probably be in line. When you said...
See? You said last couple minutes ago you weren't in.
When you said you didn't want music, I thought you were referring to... I hate it when I go to a funeral and we have to sit there looking at the casket and everybody sings together. That's the weirdest thing to me.
No, no. I mean, like...
I don't want, or you just, instead of singing together, you just have to sit there and look at the casket and listen to really sad music. I'm like, this is messed up.
Yeah, like this song. I mean, there really is nothing more depressing.
I would like a really dramatic funeral with like a Moira, like throwing herself on the casket. I think it's down with the fun wedding idea. Like when my dad passed away, we had a we didn't have a funeral. We had a celebration of his life on the beach.
That's really cool.
His favorite restaurant in Fort Lauderdale.
I love that. That's something I didn't get behind.
But it was still sad. But, like, you know, everyone shared, like, really fun stories about my dad. And then we took his ashes and we, you know, put them in the ocean. Because he, that was his place. And I think I want something very similar to that.
I agree. It's still sad. But, see, that's why I don't want people to play, like, Go Rest High on the Mountain at my funeral, because...
Wait, what?
Go Rest High on the Mountain. It's a big funeral song. But like, I don't want like the traditional really sad songs, because it's already sad.
You want Pitbull, Don't Stop the Party?
Come on! Yeah! Oh, Roy's dead! Party!
What's your best memory of Roy?
I don't know. He stayed inside a lot.
I like the time he complained about his neighbor's dog and his neighbors threw garbage at his house. I mean, I kind of like that. I have a song in my will that I want played.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What song?
It's a Pink Floyd song.
I haven't thought that far into it, what song I want to play.
Yeah, well, you're not almost 45 like I am.
I love Standing Outside the Fire by Garth Brooks, but that seems a little, insensitive to play when somebody was cremated.
Standing Outside by the Fire?
Standing Outside the Fire, I want to be cremated, so it just seems a little insensitive. I don't know.
It is, and it could have other meanings. Who knows? Yeah. Loren, that's an awful song.
Sorry. My favorite song of all time.
I did always thought
people start dancing.
Yeah. In the church.
Yeah. My mom hates funerals, and she's Catholic and, you know, old school, but she hates funerals because she doesn't like the two-face factor. So, like, we grew up in an Irish Catholic family with, like, you know, extended cousins and uncles and stuff, and not everybody was the perfect human being. But yet at the funeral, everybody speaks about the person like they were the best thing ever.
Yeah.
And like my mom refused to go to a couple family members' funerals because she knew that was going to be the case. And she's like, I just lived through a whole bunch of crap. Like there was years and years and years where nobody could stand this guy. And now we're going to go to his funeral and talk about how wonderful he or she is. I was like, Mom, you are savage.
Yeah.
That's what the funeral is. You don't talk bad about the person. And then she's like, nobody pays attention, especially in my family. We're all a bunch of, you know, talkers and pranksters. So I think my mom was mad because of my grandmother's funeral, and she passed away at like 95. She lived a good life, passed away. And I think my mom was irritated because everybody was talking and like it's not like, and my grandma's laying in the casket in front of the room, and my dad's joking in the back with a cousin and an uncle because nobody's upset because my grandmother lived 95 years.
Right. Yeah.
That's why a theme would be better fitting for, like, our family when someone who's 95 passes away so that talking and having fun and laughing doesn't, you know, come across as wrong or disrespectful. If you know going in, hey, it's a theme.
Sure. I also like the idea of paying a stranger to cry really hard at my funeral. So people are like, who is that
guy? Have an actor come in.
Who is that? And why is he so connected to Roy?
But he's got to be, like, halfway famous where he looks familiar.
It's like, why is an actor, you know what I'm saying? Like, why is that person here crying?
All right. Anyway, I blogged about this at kiss951.com. You can go check it out. I want a funfuneral.com to plan your fun send off.
Still to come.
So, according to this article, we have to read this, you guys. The last day you have to break up with your significant other before Christmas just passed.
Oh, that's not true. That's
according to a study.
I think you have plenty of time.
2,600 couples are going to break up on Christmas Day.
Oh, that's too late.
That's way too late. You're a savage.
We'll tell you the most popular date in December to break up with someone. Unfortunately, it's past. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Maney, Roy, and Loren in the morning.
You know, a lot of people, you think the holidays are about getting together, but a lot of people break up for the holidays.
Hmm.
More so than getting together, by the way, according to a new study from Bull.com. It says that December 6th is the last day to decently break someone's heart before the holidays.
To decently do it. Yeah.
I mean, past December 6th, you're a jerk.
Next December 10th, people.
Yeah, so if you've been planning on doing it, you're screwed. But then again, I kind of...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
December 6th was early, but...
Well, I think it is, too. Quite honestly, like, I know I'm a procrastinator, but I haven't even started my holiday shopping.
Yeah, well, you have a baby inside you right now, so... Yeah.
You have the best excuse for everything. I mean, I would say at least by Friday, you got to get it done. But this article talks about a lot of people travel back home for the holidays, and they may want to include you in that plan. They've probably, at this point, already bought you a gift.
That's the thing.
Yeah, but here, the other thing is if you're that serious that you're going home with somebody for the holidays, they're probably not going to break up with you.
All right, we'll take that out. What about the gifts? What about the Christmas parties?
Hey, everything's returnable.
But you're still doing a lot of get-togethers and a lot of social events with people in December. And that starts right after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
So if you haven't broken up and you want to, do it now. Or wait until January when all this passes.
Ugh. We got to revisit this conversation later on today or tomorrow and talk about people that were broken up with like within 24 hours of Christmas. Who does that?
The day after?
Or like, you know, between Christmas Eve and the day after Christmas
That's wrong. That is wrong.
Not even the Grinch would do that.
No.
He thinks it's wrong. I talked to him.
But you know, honestly, though, I'd much rather you break up with me than you be weird on Christmas and weirdly distant. Let's just break up.
Oof.
I don't even want to see it coming.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show.
It's like a car accident there. Yeah. It's like, just let it happen.
Just blindside me.
What I love is that someone who just heard that was probably planning on a breakup here in the next week or so. And is like, oh, now I got to think twice.
Do it now.
No, you missed your opportunity, Roy. You got to hold out right through the holidays. Hey, we had a huge announcement yesterday with Lorenz. If you missed it, we'll give it to you coming up after 7, plus the sign that you got, huh?
Yeah, I feel like my dad was speaking to me.
And he passed away how long ago?
15 years ago.
She told us a story off the air, y'all, and we got to share it with you coming up just after 7. It's Manny, Roy, and Lorenz. If you missed it, the big announcement recap coming up. Kiss 95.1.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So yesterday, I made a pretty big announcement.
Yes.
If you missed it, I am pregnant.
Yay.
And we're having a baby boy.
All the videos, pictures, and all the fun that you didn't catch yesterday at 7:50, if you weren't able to do it, just head to @TheMRLShow on Insta. You can see us finding out the gender of the baby, and Lorenz and her husband Dallas were here to announce it, which was so cool.
Yeah, but I had to keep this, like, huge secret for 13 weeks, which wasn't the easiest thing to do, especially since there was this 24-hour period where Manny and I were handcuffed together.
So many people brought that up, and yesterday was so crazy, and we were so happy for you that, like, that didn't come to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But people were like, what if we counted back, and it turned out that, like, if you had just gotten pregnant with Manny and Lorenz were handcuffed together.
Oh, my gosh. But, I mean... Does that not explain, like, I don't want to say I was miserable that day, but, like, after 2 o'clock, I was so worn out, like, mentally and physically, that I was such a you-know-what.
I know. Why don't you just tell me be like, hey, did you ever cross your mind to tell me that you were pregnant?
No, honestly, because, like, I mean,
good, because I don't keep secrets, right?
Well, yeah, that's number one. And number two, you just want to make sure that, like, I mean, you hate to say it, but, you know, that you're out of the woods and that it's a healthy pregnancy and that you have a heartbeat and
was that not out of the woods? I thought it was 8 weeks.
Well, your miscarriage rate is really high until you hit your second trimester.
Okay.
So,
Now I feel really bad because we were handcuffed, running around.
Yeah.
We went to the Jonas Brothers concert.
Yeah.
That night.
Manny kept wanting to jump on trampolines. All bad ideas.
She just wore me out that day. I was like mentally prepared for like 2 o'clock. And then, you know, in your first trimester, you're so tired. All you want to do is sleep. So I was like, all right, just make it to 2 o'clock and then we can go and chill at somebody's house. I'll make them sit on the couch for a couple hours. And then, you know, I can just chill out and veg out and like sit and watch TV. Even if I can't nap, like at least I can just veg. And then we got the call to go to the Jonas Brothers concert. And it was, you know, for meet and greet to staying for the concert. And I was, there was a point where when we left, I cried. Like, I mentally, like, we were standing outside the Spectrum Center. I was so tired. I just started crying.
Oh. It's not the first time I've seen you cry, but it's the first time I saw you cry in public.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell is wrong with her? But
all makes sense now.
It does. It does. And it was a crazy, crazy time because we had, of course, the Gravediggers Ball, which is a huge party featuring Diplo, one of your favorite artists. And at one point, Roy and I are like, where's Loren?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, of course, our thinking is that you love Diplo in your front row, which you were. Mm-hmm. But like, were you hiding out to avoid us trying to feed drinks to each other all night?
Honestly, I was trying to stay out of the rain because I didn't want to get sick.
Okay.
But Dallas was, I mean, I brought Dallas with me because he was like my designated drinker. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we would get drinks or I would send him to the bar and he would come back with just a club soda and say it was club soda and vodka. You know what I mean? Or he would actually get me a drink and then he would drink it. So we'd have to keep switching drinks.
Yeah.
So.
And we were at the bar at the Jonas Brothers concert and I'm going, you want a drink? And you're like, no. But I didn't think anything of it. I was just like, okay, she's not in the mood to drink.
Right.
She just wants to get out of here.
No, but didn't I hear that you had a sign from above?
Yes. So this was really, really strange. Like, I like to think my dad is with me 24/7, but I haven't, like, really recently dreamt about him or, like, had anything where I felt like was a sign from him. Like, our thing was he told me that he would send me rainbows. So, but I haven't even seen a rainbow in, like, I don't know, a year.
Mm-hmm.
And after we told our whole family, which we did it during our family photo shoot for Christmas cards, we did our family photo shoot. The very last, like, setup picture that we did, we brought out the sign that said, the more the merrier, baby Stregger, June of 2020. And, of course, everyone freaked out.
With a picture of the ultrasound, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, of course, like, everyone freaked out. But afterwards, I'm going to get so emotional talking about this. So, afterwards, we were standing in my kitchen, and Cash is named after Dallas's dad, who passed away of cancer. And his first name was Duke. So Cashton's name is Cashton Duke. Sorry.
You're fine.
And my dad's name was Joseph. So we always said that we would name the boys after our dads. And my dad passed away of cancer 15 years ago. And we were standing in the kitchen talking about names. And I said, well, it has to go with Joseph. And it was me and my mom, my brother, Dallas, and Elena. And when I tell you, everything in my house is anchored to the walls. Like, mm-hmm. We don't have things that are just, like, kind of up, you know?
When Lauren does it, she does it well.
Yeah. With us talking about naming the baby Joseph, you know, something Joseph, we hear this big bang in the front of the house, and we all go to the front door, and one of the picture frames in my dining room had fallen off the wall, like, the moment we were talking about my dad.
Wow.
And I just felt like it was him, like, saying thank you or yes or...
Yeah.
I don't know.
First name, not middle?
Definitely middle name. But
no, but maybe your dad was saying, hey.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
He was angry.
Hey, what do you mean? First name, yeah.
First name.
That's so my dad, too.
But
so.
Remember I told you I proposed to my wife in front of the grave of her dad who passed away.
Yeah.
And it was a clear day. There was one cloud in the sky that was dark. And I said to Amanda, do you think that, you know, your dad would be okay with it? And she goes, oh, yeah. And then the thunderbolt struck.
Which is a bit different.
But
I see that as a different sign.
It reminded me of that. That's why I told you guys yesterday, because I was like, oh, I had a sign. I forgot to tell you, Manny, but it was kind of like your, you know, your...
Yeah.
Your funeral or your...
The signs from above,
cemetery
man.
Thing, yeah.
It's crazy. And your dad's so proud of you. They just, you know, these are signs to get our attention.
Yeah.
You know? Because if you heard, like, yes, Lauren, that would be different.
Yeah, totally.
No.
Then I might be thinking I'm crazy, but...
awesome.
But yeah, so, I mean, we definitely want to go with Joseph as a middle name. I mean, clearly, after that.
I would.
My
I
whole
would.
House will fall down otherwise.
Yeah, if you change now, everything's going to be faulty. You're going to have bad plumbing.
Yeah.
My garage door won't open.
All right.
Yeah.
So. All right, well, we'll come back. There's a lot of messages coming through. Someone said, did you guys do a gender cake? We didn't. We had balloons in the studio yesterday.
The guys didn't know. Like, I planned the whole thing behind the scenes, so.
Yeah, and you can go check out the video at the MRL show on Insta. Keith from Monroe said, please give Loren a hug for me. I lost my mother in 2018 from cancer. It's not easy. So glad that you got a sign that he's around. Happens to me, happens to my dad all the time. So.
Thank you.
All right, we love you.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So many people texting us, DMing us at the MRL show saying congratulations, Loren.
Oh, thank you.
Everybody
so much.
Loves you so much. They understand what it's like to not have a parent and getting a sign from above.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to lose it there.
That's okay.
Fine. I know.
You're fine.
You're just joining us. She announced yesterday. Sorry, I just want to let everybody know because we did it at 7:50 yesterday.
No, I know. Mm-hmm.
You have a new baby little boy in your belly.
I do.
Due in June.
Yep, exactly. Okay, so now getting to some celebrity gossip. John Stamos was at Disney World, and there was a man who was looking extra nervous who approached him for a photo. And when John asked him if he was okay, he says, yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm really nervous. I'm about to propose to my girlfriend. Will you help me?
Oh.
And John did. Mm. Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Remember when we had Cam Newton help someone propose?
She
was a huge fan. It was right when the show first started, the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. He came in to talk about, I think, his kickball tournament. She was a huge fan, so the fiance called and said, hey, I want to propose. So he called, he said, hey, this is Cam Newton. Somebody's on the other line that wants to ask you an important question. So the fiance asked a question, and what was the first thing she said?
Oh, my God, this is Cam Newton.
Which, by the way, I think is what every reaction would be when it's a celebrity. Like, oh, my God, Maroon 5's here.
Right.
Yeah. You know, oh, my God, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so if you watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians on Sunday, then you know that Kim and Khloe confronted Kourtney about her not sharing her entire life. She's very private when it comes to her relationships. And the girls basically wanted to fire her. Well, after some digging, come to find out, they cannot fire her. They are all executive producers equally in the show. So they can't overthrow each other. But Wendy Williams got in on, you know, the whole... She wanted to weigh in on it, which really it's not her business, but, you know, she does what we do. She talks about celebrity gossip.
I mean, Kim shares everything because that's how we met her. Khloe shares everything because she was the one that no one cared about when the show first started. Kourtney told ET, though, a few weeks ago that she's stepping back to spend more time with her family, which I agree. She's got the kids. That's great. There's nothing wrong with that. That's like a morally sound decision.
That's a good statement.
So Kourtney wants to play by her own rules here. Speaking of the Kardashians, Kim's whole moving furniture tape that made her famous is now getting a novel. There's a tabloid editor who wrote a book based on Kim's story about the tape and her mom pushing her to find stardom through that situation.
Okay.
And Lizzo, she flashed her bare booty at a Lakers game.
Oh, that's what life is about.
This video is hilarious if you haven't seen it. I'm sure it's up at kiss95.1.com.
She was interviewed by ESPN, and it was a hilarious interview.
Yeah. So she was at this Lakers game, and the Lakers cheerleaders were performing to Lizzo's hit Juice. Well, she decided to dance along with them and turned around and flashed her bare booty, thong and all, to the cameras while she twerked.
Oh, good for her. She loves her body.
She does.
I typically try to hide mine as much as possible. And then when I went on vacation, I was like, you know what? Shirt off. Gotta be me. got major sunburn. I'll never do that again. I'll never do that again. The shirt remains on.
How about this? This is just a little thing. It's called sunscreen.
Well, I tried. I guess when my skin hasn't seen the sun in years.
Every 15 minutes, buddy. It's like a newborn baby. All right, coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, I'll tell you all the traditions that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are missing this year since they are skipping the royal Christmas.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Wren. 704-570-9595. 24 wins. Call now. Take the Wren down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss 95.1.
Nicole from Monroe, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Not just any Can't Beat Loren. Can't Beat Loren and Baby.
Yeah, but pregnancy brain is a real thing, so. All right, Nicole, let's see how you do.
Okay.
Throw them out of the studio.
All right, Loren and little babe, get out.
I'm going.
Loren is putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio, and she's gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Alicia Keys guest hosted the Late Late Show and got to talk to Billie Eilish about her experience at the Grammys. Alicia Keys has been a coach before on what NBC singing competition show?
The Voice.
And John Legend's wife shared some information on how celebrities maneuver airports, and we had no idea the intricacies. Who's his wife?
Chrissy Teigen.
Brad Pitt's mom wants to confront his most recent ex-wife about the way she's treating him. Who will she be sitting down with?
Angelina Jolie.
Question four. Prince Harry is going to be breaking a few holiday traditions because he's going to be spending Christmas with his mother-in-law. Who is his wife?
Meghan Markle.
And question five. Maroon 5 returns to the Super Bowl, not for the halftime show, but to perform at the Music Fest the day before. Who is headlining the upcoming Super Bowl?
Oh, I don't even know.
All right. Come on in, Loren. She might get that one. Let's see.
How did Nicole do?
She got four correct.
Okay.
Good job, Nicole. Let's see how Loren does. Alicia Keys guest hosted the Late Late Show and got to talk to Billie Eilish about her experience at the Grammys. Alicia Keys has been a coach before on what NBC singing competition show?
That would be The Voice.
1-1.
John Legend's wife shared some information on how celebrities maneuver airports, and it was really, really interesting. Who's his wife?
Chrissy Teigen.
2-2.
Brad Pitt's mom wants to confront his most recent ex-wife and talk about the way she's treating him. Who is she going to sit down with?
Angelina Jolie.
And how do you think that meeting will go?
Oh, I would love to be a fly on the wall.
Question four. Prince Harry is going to be breaking a few holiday traditions because he is going to be spending Christmas with his mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. Who's his wife?
Meghan Markle.
4-4.
Maroon 5 returns to the Super Bowl, not for the halftime show, but to perform at the Music Fest the day before. Who is headlining this upcoming Super Bowl?
That would be Jennifer Lopez.
That is correct. No clue from Nicole on that one. Final score 5-4. Loren, you win with 25 wins.
Nicole, that's a cool move.
Well, we also would have accepted Shakira, by the way.
I know. But J-Lo's like so hot right now. She's everywhere. All right, Nicole.
Plus you're obsessed.
I know, and I'm obsessed. Nicole, you know what I want to hear before we let you go. Not quite a win.
All right, I'm Nicole from Monroe, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Nicole.
Still to come.
We're playing the most downloaded War of the Roses of 2019. Rolling in at number two. This had over 10,000 downloads. It's the War of the Roses involving Britney and Chris. We'll see if we can uncover a cheater and a most downloaded War of the Roses in 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Brittany, you sent us a message, and you think that Chris is cheating on you. Give us a little backstory here. How long have you guys been dating, and why do you think something's going on?
Well, we dated a long time, but we just got married. Like, we just got married. He proposed last summer, and we were married in the fall.
I hate doing marriages.
And then the biggest deal is that we just had a baby in January.
Okay.
A lot happened.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a lot. Like, we've had a lot going on, and like, we both work, and like, before he worked at home, and now he's back in the office. He doesn't work remotely anymore, and I'm a teacher, and so.
What does he do?
I mean, he's in finance.
Okay.
So it's just, you know, it's definitely a lot. Like, I just went back to work from maternity leave, mm-hmm. and I mean, that's super stressful. And since we both started going back to work, well, it started a little bit before that, but it's like, it's just things have just shifted. Like things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden, like he has this new cell phone for work.
When you say new cell phone, does that mean he has two cell phones?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
So he has this new cell phone and like he is always like guarding it, like guarding the screen. Like if I happen to like walk by, he, you know, he's really careful to like make sure I can't see that. You know what I mean? And I'm like, why are you being so weird about your cell? And he's like, oh, it's a non-disclosure thing and it's security. And you, and I'm like, you're in finance. You're not like James Bond, dude. And, but he's, you know, he keeps being, he's being weird about it. I mean, and I know that's kind of stupid. Like it's kind of a little thing, but it's like several kind of little things. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think that's a little thing either, by the way. The cell phone is a big deal to me.
It is. And like, what dude, honestly, what dude, when you get the okay from the doctor to get biblical again, isn't like all up about it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We get the thumbs up and he's just like super not interested.
Okay. All right. Well, let's call him. I mean, you clearly have enough evidence. So now it
and you're
is,
sure you want to do this?
Yeah. I mean,
I mean, I need to. I don't, you know, I'm, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to dial him up. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Chris, please.
Yeah, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and I have your name and number here as the winner of our text to win contest. One of your friends entered your phone number and we randomly selected it to
That's okay. I don't need any kind of telemarketing. Good.
Oh, it's not telemarketing. We are just giving away free red roses to people in exchange just for telling someone about our services.
I'm busy at work right now. Can I call you back later?
Chris, it'll just take a few seconds. If you have someone in mind you'd like to send the roses to, otherwise I'll have to move on to the next person.
Okay, let's just do this quick. You can send them to Allie.
Okay, and I have a card to go with Allie's flowers as well. What would you like to put on that card?
Oh my God, Allie. Thank you for everything you do. You're an amazing person. I'm so glad you came into my life.
Okay. And for our market research, is this a girlfriend or a wife?
She's my girlfriend.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So the person you're hearing, Chris, the person that's going, oh, my God,
what's
that's your
happening?
Wife, Brittany.
What is this?
Well, Chris, you're more the roses on the Mini Ryan Loren Morning Show. That's what this is.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
Brittany, your reaction to us seems like you know exactly who Allie is.
That Allie is one of our babysitters.
Mm. Brittany, what are you doing?
Is that who it is?
What do you mean, what is she doing? What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Is it Allie the babysitter?
Yeah, she's our babysitter. She's just a friend.
Really? Because
it sounds like she's a lot more than a friend.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
A lot of people commenting on the War of the Roses that you either just heard or you just missed. Every Tuesday, you guys, we are counting down the top three most downloaded War of the Roses last week with over 7,000 downloads. This week, nearly 10,000 downloads. It was between Brittany and Chris, a married couple, Loren, which you hate doing.
Oh, we hate doing those.
Yeah, it turns into a way stickier mess.
Right. Especially when there's kids involved. Yeah.
They dated for a long time, but had just been recently married, and Chris sends the roses to Allie, and we find out Allie's the babysitter.
Chris, you're War of the Roses on the Mini Ryan Loren Morning Show. That's what this is.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
Brittany, your reaction to us seems like you know exactly who Allie is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That Allie is one of our babysitters.
Brittany, what are you doing?
Is that who it is?
What do you mean, what is she doing? What are you doing?
Oh my God.
Is it Allie the babysitter?
Yeah, she's our babysitter. She's just a friend.
Oh man.
D-bag.
But you had asked him before when you were offering the roses what the situation is between he and Allie, and he said it was his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But we're getting text messages, and it's surprising to us. Text messages from people who are saying, like this one, 704 says, I never trust a woman that to babysit my kids unless I know them really well.
That's a real fear that a lot of people have. They're really afraid of the babysitters, which, by the way, I thought was only a Hallmark movie storyline. With them, you know, cheating with the babysitter.
Did you have to fire your babysitter? Maybe not because you thought the babysitter and your husband were cheating or the babysitter and your partner were cheating, whatever it may be. But maybe you just didn't like the way the babysitter was carrying themselves around your husband or your partner.
Like wearing inappropriate clothing or
putting off
flirty.
Putting off a weird vibe maybe, because we don't know the backstory of Allie and Chris.
Sure.
But like, I wonder, Loren, and Roy, you just said it, this happens a lot and it feels like it's a Hallmark story. Like, did you have to fire the sitter? 704-570-9595. Love to hear one person who said, yeah, I had to fire the babysitter because she quite honestly was flirty with my husband. And I feel like I'm being gender leaning with the babysitter being a female. I know there's a lot of male babysitters out there.
Yeah.
But just based on this War of the Roses, the fact that Allie was a female, we'll just go with that.
Yeah.
But anybody can hit us up at 704-570-9595.
Hmm. Yeah,
it is. I mean, it's a real fear. Like, I mean, when Cash was first born, I went through that whole thing.
Where you wanted
I wanted a Manny.
A Manny?
Yeah.
And it's not because of Dallas. It's because you just don't want somebody carrying themselves a certain way around your house. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you think there's no insecurity there?
Oh, listen, there was a ton. On my behalf, there was a ton of insecurity after I had Cash. But it was like, you know, when you first have a baby, especially your first baby, like your body changes so much and it's a lot of it's like your own insecurity. So for me, I was like, well, I don't want some hot little thing, you know, who's a size zero running around my house when I'm working back down from losing my pre-baby weight, you know?
443 sent a text. It's not exactly what we're looking for, but they said my mom fired my childhood babysitter because she kept eating all of our food. We're looking for cheating stories, though. Like, if you felt, you know, like maybe insecure around the babysitter.
This is a text message saying I'm a babysitter and I got fired from a family after the husband propositioned me. Oof.
I screenshotted his text and sent them straight to his wife, she said, but she still got fired.
Wow.
What? Well, what?
I mean, I feel like at that point, the marriage is going to, you know what I mean? The marriage is on the rocks. Like, they have to work that whole thing out. So it's not, it's not your fault. But, like,
you
have
leave.
To,
Yeah, but you just knocked somebody off their $15 an hour job.
Yeah, I
maybe you should keep that person around because you're about to be separated and you're going to need
child care.
All right, this is Samantha and Charlotte.
Yes, I actually had to fire my babysitter because I caught her and my husband having inappropriate text conversations outside of her babysitting.
Mm-hmm. How did you catch? I have to ask.
So I had asked, I took my husband's phone to try to plan a surprise birthday party for him and found the text messages.
Who did you confront first?
I actually confronted him and then she sent me a text message trying to say that it wasn't her fault. She had nothing to do with it, that he had addressed her. But after seeing everything, it was kind of on both ends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were they throwing around like the word love or?
No, it never got to that point. It was just more sexual comments and stuff like that.
Do you know how long it was going on?
About a month and a half.
And you were on it, Samantha, because that could have went on a lot longer.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
All right. Thanks for the call.
All right. Let's talk with, by the way, you can call us at 704-570-9595. Let's talk with Crystal and Shelby. Crystal.
Hi.
Hey, good morning, Crystal. We just played the second most downloaded War of the Roses, according to you guys, with over 10,000 downloads. Brittany and Chris and the Babysitter.
Yeah, it wasn't my babysitter. It's my now husband and his ex-wife. She had to stay the night for so that she could get up and get the kids ready for school the next morning. The wife worked third shift. My husband, he had to get up and work first shift. And he woke up, and she was naked in bed next to him, so they had to fire her.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. They fired her that morning. So
now, this is the ex-wife's wife was in your house.
No, it's my now husband and his ex-wife, yes. They had to fire her because she got in bed naked next to my husband, which was, he was with his ex-wife then, and she was at work, and they fired her.
So who sold the idea of hiring the ex-wife?
No.
The babysitter was naked in the husband, and the ex-wife found the babysitter laying naked next to the husband, right?
Together at the time. They were
yes, I speak Roy. It's okay, Crystal.
That was a little hard to follow, I will say, because I was like, wait, I don't understand. The husband that you're married to now is cheating on you, or now I understand.
She told it in a Roy story kind of way.
She Tarantino'd it. Yeah. And we just couldn't follow.
Take the important parts. Anyway.
We should always take one phone call too much.
We got so many text messages. We can't get to all of them. But I'll tell you what your move is. Listen to the Rap Party podcast today, and you can hear all of them about, I mean, just, I see at least 30 texts here about people and babysitters. So we'll get to that at the Rap Party podcast.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show.
So Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are, of course, breaking all the rules. And I'm going to tell you all the Christmas traditions that they're missing at the palace since they're not spending it there. And Harry Styles surprised One Direction fans during a concert in the UK. I'll give you all the details coming up in less than 10.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
So Christmas isn't the only thing or the only tradition that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are missing this year. Because they're missing kind of the whole thing, there's a lot of traditions that they're breaking for the first time. Of course, Christmas Eve. So there's a Christmas Eve royal tradition where the whole family gets together and they exchange gifts and they have tea in the afternoon. They will miss the walk to St. Mary's with Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip.
That takes forever because I walk so slowly, Lauren. I'd miss it too if I were you.
Of course, they will miss the royal dinner. I'm sure they won't have a royal chef with them when they travel to the U.S.
You're all wrong. There's no royal chef, Lauren. The royal dinner is at McDonald's. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm loving it.
Wow. Okay. And of course, they will miss out on the royal palace staff party.
Now that is a real thrill. Yeah, we got the queen doing Jager bombs.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
Last year, Philip held me up hands over head as I did what you call a keg stand. And then we made prank phone calls. Ask me who we prank called.
Who did you prank call, Queen?
I don't remember. I was too drunk.
Oh, okay.
Let me check my phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Ciao.
Ciao, Queen Mummy.
Bye-bye. Grandma Harry.
Prince Harry, he's got a new album coming out on Friday, but that doesn't mean...
Prince Harry does?
Oh, I'm sorry, Harry Styles. We were just talking about Prince Harry, you know. Harry Styles has a new album coming out on Friday, but that doesn't mean his fans have forgotten about his past. He dusted off a One Direction classic during a concert in London, and of course, his fans went crazy when he performed That's What Makes You Beautiful.
We have a little bit of it.
Oh, yeah, you want to hear it?
I should have asked Louis when he was here. We had Louis Tomlinson in a week ago for an hour chatting with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I should have asked him, like, will he do that? Can they all do solo songs on their tour?
Sure they can.
Can they all do 1D songs?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they can. It's part of their history.
But they don't own the rights, I bet. Like, I bet you they have to get the record companies.
Yeah. probably. I don't know. He was pretty sensitive about the whole 1D thing and the other guys.
Yeah.
Like, we had a kind of off-the-scenes conversation about how he hates when people ask him in interviews because he thinks that they're just, like, dredging for, you know, drama. Right.
I mean, that's not what we were wanting to do.
No, not at all. Maroon 5 is returning to the Super Bowl. No, not as a Super Bowl halftime, but they will be performing at the Bud Light Super Bowl Music Fest on February 1st, and J-Lo is doing the halftime show. She had a backup dancer that was on a flight, and they asked the pilot to talk to the whole plane and asked everybody on the plane to watch Hustlers.
That's nice.
Yeah, so that was kind of fun. But I do have a What Lauren Likes for you. If you're looking for a gift for, like, the person who has everything, you're like, I don't know what to get this person. If they have an Apple Watch, they now have, like, charms that will slide onto the band of your Apple Watch, which is pretty cool. So you can get, you know, rhinestone charms. You can get dates in engraved on there. You can get little hearts or gems to fit in the holes that you're not using that hold the band on. And I thought that was pretty cool because sometimes, you know, you just have somebody in your life and you're like, I don't know what to get them. This is a great idea.
All right, perfect. Yeah.
We'll have that information up for you at kiss951.com.
We also have the, what is it called, the 12 Days of Christmas up there at kiss951.com with a bunch of gifts ideas for you.
Well, you can win a bunch of gifts.
Awesome.
Yeah. So go and register. It's the 12 Days of Giving.
Kiss951.com. Up next, Roy's dealing with a neighbor's barking dog. How'd you sleep last night?
Not good. Maybe just like a couple hours. I'm like dead over here today. If I've been quiet, it's because I'm sleeping.
I hear you. We're going to talk to Roy. Maybe you guys can help. How do we get in touch? He just moved into the neighborhood. How do we get in touch with the neighbor and let them know that their dog is barking 24/7? We'll talk about it in 7 minutes.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss
95.1. Oh, my gosh. That's all I heard. That's all I heard all night long. And I just checked my security cameras, and they're not barking now. So clearly they sleep during the daytime, and they're barking at nighttime.
Well, you can go home and take a nap now.
Oh.
Hopefully.
It was so bad, y'all. They let the dogs out, like, at 8 p.m., which is, you know, when things are winding down for me. And but at 8 p.m., you don't notice it because I'm still taking a shower, getting ready to go to bed.
These are your neighbors?
These are my neighbors. And then, like, 9:30, and I hear the dogs barking, and I'm like, well, maybe someone's leaving the house or something's going on. And then it's, like, 10, and they're still going.
How close are these neighbors to you? Is it, like, your direct next-door neighbors? Is it the neighbors across the street?
Across the street. By the way, they're super loud. It's like three of them, too. It's not one.
Oh,
and they're
man.
All going off. And it doesn't stop. And 11:30 comes. And I'm like, this is bad. Do I call the police? I don't want to be the neighbor that just moved into the neighborhood and call the police.
704-570-9595 or at the MRL show. You could drop us a DM, a text, let us know. How do you handle that? Because it's different than just the average dog barking. Roy's new to the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it not bothering the other neighbors, Lauren? They've been there for a long time, maybe, and they hear the dogs.
Yeah, maybe they're just used to it.
It's the same effect if you live near an airport. You know, you just ignore the planes.
Well, you'll get used to it eventually.
Yeah, and Sterling slept like a baby. My partner, it's like he didn't even know it was happening. I mean, he's over there snoring, and I'm like, oh, how are you awake? There's dogs barking nonstop.
Have you thought about maybe leaving an anonymous nasty gram in their mailbox?
But then they're going to know. Because all the other neighbors have been there for years. And then all of a sudden it's a problem when the new neighbor started. Like, it's no matter what I did, I had this whole thing played out in my head because I was going nuts last night until 1:30 in the morning. I was like, there's nothing that I can do that doesn't make me the bad neighbor in this situation. And then I started doing this thing because I was so exhausted. I'm like, I just need a few seconds of silence and I'll pass out. And then I would go pick up my phone because then I'd also have the mindset of, well, if they're going to bark, I'm at least going to do stuff. And then as soon as I pick up the phone, then they stop.
Okay, so but wouldn't you rather send an anonymous nasty gram, a nice nasty gram, but still, maybe it's backhanded, then call animal control or the police on them? Like, I feel like that step is going 0 to 60 as opposed to saying, like,
I agree.
Hey, you know, maybe you can, you know, the dogs have recently been a little louder than normal. I don't know if there's something new.
But you know, the other part of me is like, I don't think dogs should be out all night.
I agree.
So
with that.
I'm like, animal control needs to go take care of them. Then again, last night it wasn't freezing, so I don't know what animal control could have done.
I like 9-0. 9-0's got the answer, and we should probably just stop talking about it after this. A text message came in and said, "Hey Roy, tell your neighbors that they're that he's an a-hole for leaving the dog out all night."
I agree.
Have a good day. Your number one fan, Josie-Ann.
Josie-Ann, you are 100% correct. Like, I want to go rescue the babies and just bring them in my house where they can be peacefully inside.
Catherine, you had the same issue.
Yeah, so basically I just contacted our HOA. They sent the homeowner a, like, warning letter.
Mm-hmm.
And they took care of the issue. Like, they... I mean, I haven't had the issue.
Well,
here's the thing. Yeah. Unfortunately, Roy doesn't have an HOA to contact.
No, it's a lawless neighborhood. Whatever you want goes.
It's the Wild West.
Lawless. Like, I'm pretty sure at one point I saw the neighbor blowing his leaves in the other neighbor's yard. Like, people just don't care. they do not care in my neighborhood. This is anonymous in Rock Hill.
Hey, guys. I have a solution. Mm-hmm. Call it in as like a welfare check. Say the dogs are barking late at night. You don't know if someone's hurt, someone's in their yard. The safety for the animals, because when it's cold, they really shouldn't be left out.
Now you're talking.
They have the proper housing and straw and that kind of stuff.
And I'm liking how you called us anonymous.
A welfare check. I know.
Can you call the police anonymously?
Welfare check.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and that way they can check to make sure the people and the animals are safe.
Thanks, Anonymous.
That's great.
But Anonymous, my thing is that if this has never been a problem, all of a sudden, new guy moves in, then the police show up at your door. You're going to know it's me.
That's what I said. Then you put a target on your back, too. So why not just write the note first and be like, hey.
You know what? I've accepted it. I'm just never going to go to sleep again. And my life is ruined.
You're so dramatic.
I'm just.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits. Kiss 95.1. It's the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had a really, really bad 2019 luck-wise, maybe you need some good luck heading into 2020. Well, good news, we know how we can get you better luck.
Okay.
According to Pop Sugar. All you have to do is wear the right color underwear on New Year's Eve.
Oh.
What's the right color?
Well, there's different colors for different things.
Mm.
So if you're looking for wealth and success, you might want to rock some yellow underwear.
Okay.
Who is yellow underwear?
I don't. Do you?
You do not.
Are you wearing some right now?
I don't know. Mine are white with yellow on.
Oh. Okay.
That's such a random color to have in underwear.
You went for that joke.
Yeah, I tried not to. Red.
I have red underwear.
Looking for love and romance. Maybe you had a terrible 2019 in the love department. Wear red underwear.
Okay.
White. If you want peace, harmony, and happiness in your life, wear white underwear on New Year's Eve.
I don't have any whites.
That's weird, too.
What, having white?
No, not having any white.
I have no whites. I don't like whites.
I don't think women have. I think men are more likely to have white than women.
I have a couple white pairs of underwear.
Let me tell you, I'm already pasty white with my skin. I don't need I don't need my underwear to be white. It doesn't balance what you're looking at.
What color are you rocking today?
I don't know. You want to look?
Yeah, I do. Let's see if it's a color on the list.
Hang on.
What color? They're white. No.
No, they're green.
They're green.
Yeah.
Ah, that means life, nature, and overall well-being. If you wear green on New Year's Eve, you're ready to break your mild phone addiction.
Mm.
Your mild phone addiction.
And you want to get in contact with nature.
Oh.
And maybe just not listen to the music every day and just talk to yourself.
Okay.
Pink, love and harmony. If you've been bickering with your family or your boyfriend or your sister, then wear pink. To bring love and harmony.
I have pink and purple on.
Oh.
Well, there's no purple, but you just got the pink meaning.
Okay.
And blue, meaning wellness and good health. Roy, you should wear blue every day.
I should, yeah.
If you can't shake the sniffles, make sure you're wearing blue underwear on New Year's Eve. You're dedicated to making this year the one to finally get fit. There you have it. Producer Nicole blogged that, and it's up at kiss95.1.com. You can go find out more and discuss with your coworkers. No, I wouldn't discuss with your coworkers.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss95.1.
We do War of the Roses here on the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show. And we sure do bust a lot of cheaters.
We do. If you've never heard of it, it's Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7:50. It's where we find out that someone's under the suspicion of cheating. We call and offer them roses. Now, typically, they send it to the one they love. But if that's not their significant other, then they're probably cheating.
Wow, look who woke up.
Yeah.
All right, Roy.
Well, it's a different audience.
You're back.
I'm practicing my radio mechanics.
Pretty sure Nicole was giving you a pep talk during commercial. Yeah.
She's like, you got to get it into gear, Roy. Your teases are off. You're not talking. I was getting all the consulting. I'm like, I'm good now.
Well, Jane Slater is a reporter, Loren, for the NFL Network.
Yeah.
And you may or may not have heard this story. She took to social media to warn people that after she gave her ex a Fitbit, they synced it so that they could work out together and keep track of each other's workouts.
Mm-hmm.
And the gift backfired in a big way. She said that she was sleeping and her Fitbit was going off tracking his activity. And she noticed that he had an unusual bump in his heart rate, oddly, at 4 a.m.
Obviously, they don't live together.
They didn't live together.
Well, now, what if he was participating in a solo act? You know, because if all of a sudden between, 3:58 to 4:02, the guy did 1,000 steps.
Jane Slater goes on to say, it motivated both of us. Until he was unaccounted for at 4 a.m. and his physical activities were spiking on the app.
Uh-huh.
Wish this story wasn't real. The tweet now has over 87,000 likes.
I think my husband told me about this story and he was like, you would be all over this.
Yeah, you would.
But, I mean, clearly it's not, even if it's a solo act, that's a weird time wake up and decide that it's go time.
Yep, she did a follow-up tweet and said to clarify, spoiler alert, he was not enrolled in an Orange Theory class at 4 a.m.
No.
And someone else actually tweeted back and said that they got busted doing the same thing. Because the heartbeat rate on the Fitbit was going crazy for them. They were supposed to be at work, and instead their heart rate was going crazy during work hours.
Oh, honey,
they found out they were being cheated on.
I was just having a really good dream. It was about you.
Oh, I'm glad Sterling doesn't monitor my heart rate because I'm very, as you know, emotional. Depending on my feeling, depends on the heart rate. And I already have a higher heart rate.
Dallas would think currently I'm cheating on him all the time because if I have to go up one flight of stairs, that's it. I'm done. Yeah. I got to sit down.
Do you have a Fitbit?
I've got an Apple Watch and it does, a lot of the same stuff.
What about you?
Yeah, I have an Apple Watch too. But no one tracks my heart rate. But like yesterday, I looked at my heart rate at 3 o'clock in the afternoon after I got a work email, and I was like at 113. I was in the fat burning zone.
Good for you, buddy.
I had to calm down. I was like, this email is making me burn calories.
I think your iPhones track your steps too.
Yeah, but if you go, I like spinning classes. So if I go to a spin class, my phone's not going to be able to track that. My Apple Watch will actually take my heart rate and I can tell it what activity I'm doing.
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone else has a crazy way that they caught their significant other cheating. Like, if you caught your partner, in a weird way. We've talked about this before. There's that odd story, and I don't know if it's just an urban legend story or it's real, but, supposedly on 9/11, somebody's husband worked inside the World Trade Center, and after the plane flew into the tower, the story goes that she reached out to her husband and said, oh, my God, are you okay? And he said, yeah, I'm fine. Why? What are you talking about? Clearly, if you were in the World Trade Center at any point, you knew that there was terror.
Right.
And he was apparently having an affair at his, side piece's house at that time and got busted. 704-570-9595. You can DM us at the MRL show. What's the odd way you busted your partner cheating? Maybe it was the Fitbit.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show. How did you catch your significant other cheating? This is Haley in Statesville.
Okay, so I noticed some footprints on our family vehicle's back windows. And so, I asked him about it, and of course it was our two kids' footprints, even though these are adult footprints. Mm. So I ended up going and buying a GoPro on the adapter that can turn around. So I adapted it to the underneath the seat of the back or the front seat, so it'd point in the back seat. And one day he had to go and work on a buddy's truck. I didn't know that, she was the truck.
So you hide the GoPro in the front seat. he comes back.
Under the front seat.
He comes back. Right? So he comes back, and then take us through the motion. What do? You go get the video.
So, you know, I had it set to alert for, like, motion, and I didn't even wait for him to come back. I went to the truck.
Oh. I didn't realize that you could set it for motion, like a baby monitor.
As a security camera, almost. Yeah, like mm-hmm. a baby monitor security camera.
Wow. So, Haley, who was the woman?
So, the buddy that he was talking about, his girlfriend.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so when I, you know, confronted her about it, I said, hey, sweetheart, I'm a Ferrari. Apparently, you're a truck.
No.
Yeah.
So did you catch them in the act, or were they done by the time
Oh, no, I knocked on the window. I'm not going to let you finish moving furniture.
My girl.
Love it.
Thanks, Haley. Yeah. Thanks so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
We got a couple more, too. We'll throw them on the Rap Party podcast, which will be posted at 10 a.m. this morning. Go check it out. Lots of good stuff there.
From Gastonia to Concord, it's the Me, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show and all the hits.
You need to wake up and smell the music.
Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.